This is The Starcoat Show with Meg Rentschler, episode 391.
There's a difference between going viral for the sense of like playing a joke or going viral for doing something funny in public. And then there's going viral that speaks to your audience. So going viral and going viral to your audience are two completely different things. So once you have a really, really good foundation on, okay, who am I speaking to? Who is my ideal avatar, we call it? And, you know, who do I want to see this video? Once you figure that out, then you're playing with the algorithm because you're never going to beat it. So Instagram, Facebook, same owner, Meta, has an algorithm that we've, you know, really been able to test and figure out what do they like to push and what gets people's attention. So that's the key in the currency for online is what is going to, one, get attention, but the key thing of going viral also is keeping attention.
That was Michael Girardi, founder and CEO of Next Gen CEOs, talking about the importance of the right kind of viral and how you have to know your audience to get a message out to them that will draw them towards you and help you go big in business. We talk about that and so much more in this episode of The Starcoat Show. Join us.
Welcome to Star Coaches, the show for professional coaches that brings you coaching strategies, tools, and resources. Whatever your focus or niche, take a front seat weekly as industry leaders, decision makers, and innovators share their wisdom and expertise on the ins and outs of successful coaching. Now join your host, Meg Rentschler, as she connects you with your star coaching potential.
Hello and welcome to the show. It is always delightful to have you join us. We have a great show today about using those elements that are already out in the world to build a business that really helps you thrive. And that is using social media aspects for free. And my guest today, Michael Girardi, is going to help us understand how to do exactly that. So welcome to the Star Coach Show. I'm your host, Meg Rentschler. And in the effort to get our work into the world, to make an impact and attract people to us that really need the kind of coaching or leadership that we have, we need to be able to share a message with the world. And that is what my guest today is so good at doing. Michael Girardi is the founder of Next Gen CEOs. He's known for being able to take struggling coaches and turn them into profitable six-figure business owners in 6 months or less without paid ads. And that is key in how do we get our message into the world? And one of the things that Michael stresses in his interview today is that you don't need to hold back. You don't have to be afraid of what you're giving away because you're giving away the farm. No, in fact, one of my favorite quotes from his interview today is that people hire for implementation, not for information. The reality is, there is so much information available. You giving information and letting people see what it is that you offer, that's what's going to draw them to you, to hire you to help them implement that information. So in today's interview, Michael is going to help us see the nuts and bolts of what is it that we create reels around. How is it that we're using, and we're primarily leaning into Instagram. He has a very popular Instagram account that he uses very successfully to draw people in, as he says, to really keep people in front of him, that when they're ready to hire a wellness coach, he's the wellness coach that they're going to hire. Yet you can use these very elements that he's talking about in whatever your business is to get that value in front of your clients. Michael is a true leader in organic growth. He's empowered over 100 coaches to achieve six-figure incomes, and his expertise in creating viral content that generates unlimited leads and creates retention in his business. So we're also in our interview going to be talking about how important it is to retain the clients that you have and how to do that is, you know, basically his sweet spot. And he has been generous enough to join us today to share those sweet spots with us. I'm super excited to welcome Michael to the show. If you want to watch our interview, jump over to my YouTube channel at Meg Rentschler to watch the interview. Otherwise, put your seatbelt on, get ready for an incredible interview with my guest, Michael Girardi. I'll see you on the other side. Michael Girardi, welcome to the Star Coach Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to spend time with you. As I was saying to you in our pre-interview, I like having people of all different backgrounds and ages and experience on the show because my audience is of all different ages and experience, and I don't have enough people from your generation on the show. I'm old and decrepit, and many of my guests, you know, I tease about being old and decrepit as well, but you are a new next gen, right? That's what the whole thing is about. You're the next gen CEO. And so in being the founder of Next Gen CEO, your passion is to help struggling online coaches turn their businesses into profitable businesses. What is it about that that motivates you?
Yeah, I think knowing the freedom that having being your own boss brings to me and really what it could bring to everybody else. A lot of times it's tough to get started, right? You leave the corporate world, you're not sure if it's going to work, if people even want your services. And so there's a market for everybody. And so I know that, you know, I'm helping people live out their dreams and become their own boss. And I know how good that feels. So that's really, you know, the driving part of it.
Excellent. So all of us have our own niche, our own population that we work with, and a skill set that we bring forward. Yours started with fitness coaching. And through that, what would you say is the key thing that you learned that rocket fueled your business?
I think putting your customers first is really the end all be all, because I used to lose sleep over, oh my God, you know, how much money am I making? Am I going to hit my revenue goals? But once I started losing sleep on whether Susie or John is losing 20 pounds and is coming off the diabetes medication and is feeling confident in their clothes is when my whole paradigm started to shift. And that's when my business really started to rocket.
Excellent. So we do want our clients to be at the center versus, you know, if any time that it's all about us and we're turning our lens towards ourselves, we're not really creating the impact we want. We're not having the results we want. And it's those results and the impact that gives us the content for what we are creating and the systems we're putting in place, right? So, right. You know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is key to taking advantage of the fact that we are in 2020s now, pretty solidly. And in that we have, as online, when we're trying to reach people online, because that's where our audience is, we don't have to, you know, just concentrate on the region that we're in or the town that we're in. We have an opportunity to reach people around the globe. That's part of the wonder of technology. And one of the things that you've done is consistently created content that goes viral. And we wanted to talk about that a little bit today in what are you, the listener, doing to really reach the customers that you know you can create impact for? What are you doing to systemize your marketing, systemize the content that you're bringing forward? So, Michael, what did you learn about creating reels or content that speaks to the people that you want to speak to?
Yeah, great question. So there's a difference between going viral for the sense of like playing a joke or going viral for doing something funny in public. And then there's going viral that speaks to your audience. So going viral and going viral to your audience are two completely different things. So once you have a really, really good foundation on, okay, who am I speaking to? Who is my ideal avatar, we call it? And, you know, who do I want to see this video? Once you figure that out, then you're playing with the algorithm because you're never going to beat it. So Instagram, Facebook, same owner, Meta, has an algorithm that we've, you know, really been able to test and figure out what do they like to push and what gets people's attention. So that's the key in the currency for online is what is going to, one, get attention. But the key thing of going viral also is keeping attention. So I don't know if you want me to get into it, but I can get into it.
Oh, I do. Exactly, I do want you to get into it. Let's actually roll back just a little bit because you said once you get clear about who you really want to speak to, do you have any, like a couple tips about the way to get clear about who you're really speaking to? I know we could do a whole episode just on that, but just one or two things to get people thinking about who might lack the clarity.
Yeah. If you take sales calls, write down everyone's pain points. So like if you take 100 sales calls, I bet you're going to start hearing the same stuff. I don't have time, finances, I don't know how, I lack accountability, etc. So I take those pain points and once I have a good collection of them, okay, here's how many times this was said. Here's how many times this was said. So if these are the people that are getting on calls with you, then you know that these people like what you have to say and are interested in your stuff. So now speak to the masses because I promise those weren't the only five people that have that problem in the entire world. So knowing your avatar's pain points is a key factor in going viral, but going viral to the right people. So I would say, if you're listening to this, start taking notes on your sales calls about your clients or ideal prospects' pain points.
Excellent. So whether you are thinking, well, I don't do sales calls, I do discovery calls or I do chemistry calls. It's all the same thing. It's the calls that you're doing with people who are interested in working with you. What makes them interested in working with you? What is it that they want to achieve through doing coaching? And so whether you are a wellness coach or an executive coach or a relationship coach, you've got a different focus, but that's your population. And what is it that they're working, ideally wanting to work with you to achieve?
Right.
Beautiful.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. And like I said, discovery call, sales call, all the same thing. But it's just learning who you're speaking to is ultimately what it comes down to.
Okay. So now we've got some clarity about that. That, like I said, we've got several episodes about getting clear about your avatar, but we want to get clear about who is that avatar. And then Michael, let's talk about what's the system or the process that you recommend working with those algorithms to create the kinds of reach that we all want to have.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, get your pen and pad out. If you don't have a pen and pad, go grab one because this is going to make you a lot of money. You're going to first figure out what is your headline going to be. So if you break it down, you have the B-roll footage, 6 to 7 seconds in length, because attention spans are not very good nowadays, right? So remember when I said you want it to replay. So if someone watches your video one time versus someone watches a video four times, that is a big boost in the algorithm. So if you have a 6 second video, to watch that four times is only 24 seconds. If you have a 30 second video, someone has to sit there for a minute and 20 seconds, which is a long time. So B-roll content, 6 to 7 seconds. Second part is trending audio. So if you go to your Instagram or your Explore page and you look at the audios people are using, it has a little up arrow up to the right. That means it's trending. So you always want to put trending audio behind your reels. If you go to your Explore page, I bet you every maybe 10 to 20 videos is a video of somebody speaking. Speaking does not go viral, because virality means global. So not everyone may speak your language. Not everyone may have the volume on. So viral stuff pretty much has no speaking involved in it. Now, how do people get value from it?
Thank that comes you for from- asking that, answering a question I didn't even ask yet. Good job.
Yes, that's the question I get a lot. I was like, if I'm not speaking it, how much value can I provide in 6 seconds? So here's the other key. You have to have a really great attention-grabbing, scroll-stopping hook. For example, here's the one exercise I did that helped me lose 20 pounds, right? It's like, oh my God, this is it. Now, that leads me into my other thing is that it has to be polarizing and a little conflicting. So is one exercise ever going to help you lose 20 pounds? No. Is this one exercise in conjunction with other things going to be very helpful with you losing weight overall? Yes. So the other part of going viral, creating content that has people coming from both ends. This isn't true. This isn't right. And then the other end is like, oh my God, I tried this and it was so helpful. I love doing it. Since I've started this, I've lost 5 pounds. So having both ends come in and drive engagement in the comments section, what any engagement, good publicity, any publicity, good publicity, right? So any engagement is good engagement. And I'm not telling you to put out wrong things or misleading things, but almost tell the truth, but not the whole truth. And that doesn't have to be-
tweak just a little bit. Tweak people's emotions one way or the other.
Right, exactly. So it's all in that scroll stopping hook. Now that's not the end of it. Part two is the little headline that when you're in your reels, you see the one line down below. So I will put something like my exact process here, or here's exactly how I did it here with a down arrow, because now they have to open up that caption. And this is where the juicy stuff comes in. So remember when I said that 6 to 7 second video up above, if you have to read a 2 to 3 paragraph caption, how many times is that reel going to replay up above for you to have to read that caption? So what I've done is, for example, for business coaching, here's exactly how I made $50,000 last month using only Instagram. I want to learn how to do that. It's a 4 second video of me jumping into a pool. Now, down below, I put the exact step-by-step process, maybe takes you a minute to read, of how I did it. But while you're reading that, my video is replaying. So what does that do for the algorithm? That's pushing it because it's telling it, hey, this person is rewatching this video. Let's get more people to go see it. And all of your value is down inside of the caption where they're like, oh my God, this was the best thing ever. Right. So it's not the video. It's the caption that provides value.
So good. So that was going to be my question. What kinds of recommendations do you have for people to put in a 6 second video? So you're saying your video might be you jumping into the pool or you, I don't know, maybe anything, having confetti going or something, but it's really the content below that somebody is pausing on to read that keeps that video. Because I was like, what could we possibly do in 6 seconds of a video that gives value? But it's the attention grabber in the 6 seconds.
Correct. So that is the poster board. Well, that's the front cover of the magazine with a really good looking man or woman on it. But like, that's what gets you to open the magazine, right?
Okay.
So that is what the new algorithm and how it works. Now, this is constantly changing, but right now, over the last 6 to 9 months, that's what works.
So can you give some examples, either from yourself or from some of your clients, of the things that people are putting in? I know you said it could be anything, but what are some great ideas for things to put in a video? And then what are some things that we are leading people? So it sounds like we're leading people towards our process in the link below or in the
caption. Yeah. So it really depends on your niche. I'll just speak to kind of what I know, right? So made a video. It was aesthetically doesn't mean like, hey, go in your bathrobe, open the fridge and take out some broccoli. Like any video is a good video, but like, for example, I have a video of me doing a cat cow or, you know, if you don't know what that is, an exercise in Costa Rica. Beautiful backdrop, looked amazing. Now, who has the upper advantage? You opening the fridge or me in Costa Rica? Probably that, right? So it's helpful, not 1000% necessary. So I posted that video of me doing that exercise, very clearly written. It said, here's how I healed my gut in 30 days, eliminating processed food. Now, how many people eat processed food, have gut issues and bloated, you know, whatever the case is nowadays, that's a pain point. That's a big marketing thing going around right now. So that video got 2.4 million views and over 1,000 comments down below, because in the comments, I basically put exactly what I did, what I would, you know, the foods, the juices, all that kind of stuff, you know, down below. So a lot of people can relate to that. Quick time frame. Here's how I did it in 30 days. People want results and they want results quick. In 30 days, here's how I can make you this much money in 90 days. Here's how you can lose 20 pounds in 12 weeks. So that's a fitness realm caption, or like, here's how to lose 20 pounds in the next 30 days if you're in menopause. A lot of people, a lot of hands are going up, right? Like I said, business coaching. Here's how to land your first $3,000 package as an online fitness coach. Oh, I want $3,000. Let me go read what he has to say. So stuff like that. So almost like a suspenseful movie where you want the answer.
So when we think about going viral, we want to be aware of what the algorithms are looking for, because they're the thing. And yes, they change all the time, but let's live with where we are at the moment. And the key thing is something attention grabbing in your video. You said everybody speaks a different language, but it's okay to have something written out, but we don't want to be speaking. That's I just want to verify what you're saying here.
Correct. Yes. So like if I put a voiceover, here's how to lose 20 pounds and here's what I did, that is not going to do as well as just the headline, because some people have their audio off, have just going to scroll right by you because their audio is off and you have no idea what you're saying. Also the trending audio, like trends, when you hear, it's a subconscious thing. When you hear a trending audio over and over and over again, it's the psychologists and Instagram just know that, hey, this audio is going to make someone stop because they've heard it somewhere before. That was an aesthetically pleasing video or an informative video. So if you're using audio like that, it's going to be a scroll stopper right away. So to answer your question, headline in English or whatever language you're in, just don't be speaking into the video.
Hey there, are you ready to supercharge your week with a jolt of community magic? It's time to ask yourself a vital question. Are you achieving the results you want in building your coaching business? In the bustling world of entrepreneurship, it's easy to get caught up in the solo hustle. But let me tell you, carving out time for connection, support, and shared wisdom is not just important, it is essential for your growth and well-being and success in building your coaching business. And that's why I created the Star Coach community, for a much needed touchstone for coaches to get expert access, to rub shoulders with the best in the biz, and get your questions answered and gain insights that can pivot your coaching journey from frustrating to fantastic. To take part in skill building demos, participate in live coaching demos that will refine your skills, boost your coaching toolbox, and increase your confidence. Let's break the isolation and link arms with fellow coaches who get the grind of trying to build a business. We brainstorm, belly laugh, and back each other up. Elevate your energy and your confidence every week. Dedicate 1 hour to yourself and your business. It's a golden hour to nurture your energy, uplift your spirit, and solidify your confidence as a coach. If you're ready to transform your solitary hustle into a shared journey of success, then explore the Star Coach community. We'd love to have you join us now. Explore at starcoachshow.com/community and tap into your Star Coach potential. One more time, join us at starcoachshow.com/community. Now let's get back to the show. So let's talk a little bit about how doing these things has impacted your business.
Yeah. So I had originally, before doing this, I was just posting stuff for the algorithm change like this, posting stuff, maybe getting 100 likes, 200 likes. Now that I'm getting like thousands and hundreds of thousands of likes, I basically have a never-ending flow of leads. So what does every person or business owner need and want? More people knocking at their door. So for you to go on Facebook and have to pay for Facebook ads costs a lot of money. And there's no promise that it's going to even work. With content, it's free. All it takes is your time. It can be very quick and efficient. And you get to speak right to your ideal avatar. So it has really opened the floodgates into who I can reach out to, because I never, ever, ever have a problem with finding potential prospects because of how many people I'm bringing to my page. So I think the difference, I just have way more leads than most people and I don't have to pay for it, which ultimately leads into sales.
So the other question I have for you that I just know that I heard people in the audience think, well, if you are giving them step by step for free, why would people hire you?
Why do people 30 pounds overweight hire a trainer when everything they need is on YouTube? Because you hire for the implementation. You don't hire for the information. Information is free. We live in Google, YouTube, Instagram. We live in this world. I don't care about giving away all of my secrets because I know there's a lot more to running a profitable business than just going viral on Instagram. But that is the way to do it and how to get started. So that's like me telling my fitness client, hey, I want you to eat protein with every meal. Now, how is she going to eat protein with every meal? What proteins does she eat? What time of day should she eat, right? There's a lot of other things and pieces of the puzzle. So I have no problem with giving away my secrets, let's call it, because I know there are going to be many questions after that.
And I just really want everybody to hear that. You've got to, in this day and age, you've got to give value. If people, and you know, have people think, wow, if Michael's giving that away for free, I can only imagine what I would get from him if I hired him to be my coach. And when we're stuck in this place of, I can't give that, I can't say anything because that's what I want people to hire me to do. No, let people know what they're hiring you for, mm-hmm. what value you have to give. I just really wanted to click on that because I hear it often. And I want everybody to hear that Michael is giving his secrets away because people need to partner with him to actually create the implementation often. We have all sorts of information. It's the application of that. And whether right. you're an executive coach or a relationship coach or a fitness coach or the many different kinds of coaches that we are out there, the information that you have will draw people towards you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's 1,001 ways, you know, to go about it. You know, there's people say webinars, people will say ads, people say there's no one best way, just the way that works for you. And then how can you implement? And like you said, you know, take action with this information. We live in a very saturated market with coaches and online and everything, right? So how right. can you one, separate yourself, make yourself different? And it's all about building trust. Like I would never pay someone if I did not trust that they could help me and like, oh, okay, he's actually doing what I'm doing or she's actually doing what I want to do. And it makes sense, the process. So now you built the trust, they like you. And that's the next step, is to have that mentor.
So let's now look at, you get all these people who are leaving comments and engaging with you. What's your system or process to then follow up with that? Because you said people are like knocking, I want people knocking at my door. I want people knowing that I'm there. And these videos are how you're getting engagement. What are you doing with that engagement?
Yeah. So that's the other keys of the puzzle, right? So engagement is one thing, but how do you turn eyeballs or content into cash? So it's all about building relationships. And there's many different ways, like I said, to do that. You can do webinars, you can do free challenges. What we do is just we go in and we have a conversation with you. So if you follow me within 2 minutes, my setter is going to message you and say, hey, thanks for the follow and the support. Where are you from? Just want to get to know you and maybe see if I can offer some tips and advice. Listen to Jordan Belfort's podcast a while back. I still use it to this day. It's called Sales School. And he talks about the straight line theory, basically taking someone from A to Z. And if anything goes off track, you just have to get them back on the line. So we have a script that we know how the conversation wants to go, and we ask certain questions to lead the prospect into telling us what we want to hear. So we call it our money-making messaging script, where basically we'll go in without the thought of, okay, I'm just trying to sell this person. You go in, how can I help and serve this person today? Because that puts you in a different mindset when you're replying back and forth. I promise if you go into that, like, okay, just see this person as a dollar sign, they can sniff that through the phone. And I've learned that the hard way throughout the years. So go in, offer genuine connection and relationship. If you can help, awesome, like as a mentor. If not, hey, you just maybe help this person with some little freebie tips that they can carry away that'll hopefully change their life. And that's what ultimately we're in, right? The service industry. So the second step then would be messaging them to get them on a sales call.
So the key thing is that you are engaging. You're not letting people just kind of float. They need to know that you're a person behind the video, that you are, that there's a relationship there.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times someone has said, oh, it's actually you. Is this an AI bot? Like, we're in the digital age. You never know who you're talking to through the phone. So people really appreciate, they go to my page, they see I have 124,000 followers, and they're like, oh my God, this is actually you. Like, yes, this is sometimes actually is me. So that's the key part, is no one is going to come for you because people are problem unaware. And it's your job to make people problem aware and go get them.
That is, I mean, I think that there are so many, you talked about, you know, the team that you have, and we could explore that, and we could explore like, how do you retain those followers? So because we have such little time left and so many things I'd like to ask you about, let's actually, you know what, I'm going to treat it like a coaching conversation. What do you think is going to be the way that you want to use the last 5 minutes of our interview? What's the piece that you want to lean into?
What's the piece I want to lean into? I think either retention, like, because I think that's a big, big piece. So offering like a world-class really program, because I feel like a lot of people, it's like, oh, I got her through the door, got her money. And then she just kind of becomes like a small fish in a big pond. I think this would help everyone on both sides listen to it. This, if you can provide a better service, your clients would do better and you'll feel better about the work that you're doing. And you're able to impact lives at a greater level. So can talk about retention, can talk about, and it kind of ties into an offer.
All right. So you get these people there, you've doing great work in creating some videos that have a reach. They're knocking on your door. You're building those relationships. You're inviting them into work with you. And how do you retain those clients?
Well, first you get them results, right? People are going to keep paying you for results. So if you hire me to lose 20 pounds and you're 3 months in, you've lost 1 pound, probably not coming back, right? So obviously get them results, but also it's about dripping throughout the program that, hey, there's more after this. And it's about taking a proactive approach about what's going to happen in the future. Once we hit this goal, what are going to be your next problems that you run into? Again, people are problem unaware. So once Susie loses 20 pounds between July to October, she's not thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, but I as the coach know, hey, you know, she's going to run into some trouble when those foods come around. So how can we, knowing this on day one of onboarding, start sprinkling in, hey, there's more after this, there's a maintenance program, or there's something that gets them in the mind frame of, oh, this isn't only a 3 month program. And same thing for fitness coaching, right? You get the leads, you have the messaging, you may be good at sales, but now how can you learn to retain, and how can you better your follow-up and create systems and hire? There's always going to be the next thing that once you figure out A, there's going to be B. Once you figure out B, there's C. So it's just making your clients aware of that.
And then the other side of that would make sense, that you have programs or systems or offerings that meet those needs. So not only are you aware and seeding that there's additional, but that you are actually able to provide those services to your clients. So you need to be kind of thinking about what's the next need that your client has and what can I offer regarding that. I think that's a beautiful sort of framework for how are you consistently meeting the needs of your client.
Yeah, same thing as the sales call. Right? So when they come in, you know their pain points, who you're marketing to. When you have enough clients, you know what they need and what the most common questions are. And you just constantly revamp your program and maybe make a next level program that will meet those needs that happen within the first few months. And you just keep building like that. So it's all about listening to your prospects and your clients.
And to Michael's point, retaining a client and continuing to help them thrive is cheaper and easier than always getting new clients. So yes, you're always building and bringing new people into your flow. But when you can keep serving those clients that you have and bringing them more and more results, you get wildly excited and fans that want to talk about what you've done with them. You continue to offer them services, and you're not always trying to bring new people. I mean, that there's more of a balance. Yes, right. You're bringing new people in, but you're also continuing to serve. You're not always looking for new clients.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another stream of revenue is referrals and the retention and that kind of stuff, where if you don't have the pressure of always going to have to find new ones, kind of lets you sleep easier at night if the world were to come to an end or something like that, right?
If the world were to come to the end, all of us are going to be sleeping a long time. I totally get what you're saying. Michael, thank you so much for sharing your expertise, kind of the fun of it too. I would like to challenge everybody to think about this as something like, how can you tap into the fun of it or the excitement of it versus like the drudgery? I think sometimes people are like, they get so hyperventilating about social media that they can't find the fun of it. Do you have fun with your videos?
Yeah, I love it. It's the reason why I haven't hired out for it yet, is because I genuinely am like making the content and just being able to interact with people who follow me and, you know, let's say look up to me or want help. So I love it.
So if people, we're going to have links to connect with you in the show notes, but if people want to follow your Instagram account, what is that account?
Yeah. So you can follow me, Michael_Girardi_ on Instagram. That's the best way to reach out to me. If you have any questions, you can DM me. If you want my playbook, or if you want this everything kind of laid out for you and exactly how I laid it out here, just in writing, you can shoot me a DM, just DM me playbook, and I'll send it right over to you.
Excellent. And like I said, we will have the links for that in the show notes for this episode, but somebody might be listening right now and wanting to follow you on Instagram without even opening the show notes. So I wanted to be sure that they knew that. Michael Girardi, thank you so much for joining the Star Coach Show.
This is great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again to Michael Girardi for bringing his expertise forward. So many actionable things that you can do to get your work into the world, to draw people into your orbit and invite them to work with you. If you want to know more about Michael and the work that he does, go to starcoachshow.com/391, starcoachshow.com/391, and grab those links in our show notes. My conversation with Michael continues for the Star Coach community, where we talk about the mindset needed for successful sales calls for coaches. If you want to know about the Star Coach community and all the incredible things that we do, check it out at starcoachshow.com/community. Come back next week, where my conversations continue with incredible guests to help you with your strategies, tools, and resources to be the best coach, the best leader you can be. Until then, this is Meg Rentschler wishing you the very best for your success. Have a great week. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and we'll see you next week.